have said repeatedly yourself since the election, the president has said for months, no pardon was coming. I wanted to ask you, could those statements now be seen as lies from the American people? Is there really a credibility issue here given now this announcement?
First of all, one of the things that the president always believes is to be truthful to the American people. That is something that he always truly believes. And if you see the end of his, I assume that you've read his statement, and you look at the end of that statement, and he actually says that in the first line in the last paragraph, and respects the thinking and how the American people will actually see this in his decision making. And I would encourage everyone to read in full the president's statement. I think he lays out his thought process. He lays out how he came to this decision. He came to this decision this weekend. So let's be very clear about that. He says it himself. It's in his voice. He said he came to this decision this weekend. And he said he wrestled with this. And because he believes in the justice system, but he also believes that the war politics infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice.
So for at least, 48 hours, I was thinking about how Biden pardoned more than two turkeys on Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving turkey thingy. It was more than two turkeys. We were all under the impression that there were two turkeys pardoned. Now we see that there are a lot more. Oh boy. I waited for a really long time to make that joke. Welcome to the program. Dana Loesch is with you here, top of this first hour. I was going to come back yesterday, but your girl's been sick as a dog. Not to borrow the old man phrasing of the Democrat and Republican party leaders, but sick as a dog. Your girl's had strep throat. She's been, so I'm still not 100%, but we're here today. So just bear with me because I'm on, what do they have me on? I know we got all this to get into, but if I sound super happy or relaxed, it's because of the Augmentin. I'm on an antibiotic called Augmentin. I'm pretty sure, not having done a drug, this is what drugs is like. I think I'm high. I don't know. Is it? It feels like it. I feel like my head turned into a balloon and just floating up into the clouds, looking down on everybody preparing for Christmas. So, and then a nice little gesture. It's the nicest that you just so mark this. This is the nicest I'll ever be. Everyone's like, she's got to be on Augmentin all the time. I have stories over the weekend. All right. So anyway, let's get to this. Because first off, none of us got time for this. Okay. I was sick all weekend. We all got Christmas to get ready for. We all knew that this was going to happen. We knew that he was going to pardon his son. That was never not going to happen. Did anyone honestly believe, who among us believed that he was not going to pardon him? You did not. Put your hand down.
I thought he was an honest guy.
I'm sorry, what?
I thought he was honest. I thought he was telling us, the American people.
Yeah,
the people, the truth.
No, Hunter Biden was always going to be pardoned. He was always going to be pardoned by Joe. This was always ever going to happen. It was never not going to happen. He was always going to go and be pardoned by Joe Biden. We knew it because Joe Biden, he loves his son. Actually, I don't think it's about him loving his son. And this is what I was kind of preparing to talk about, because I think that he is just I think he's a father. He is a crappy father. He is a bad father. Joe Biden is, he would be a deadbeat were it not for vanity. Think of it. He would be a deadbeat were it not for vanity. How many days was it after he had his accident that he got sworn into office when his wife and kids were killed? You guys remember that? Excuse me. After his wife was killed and his daughter, I mean, literally weeks after, he was sworn in at U.S. Senator in the hospital 2 weeks after his wife and his baby were killed. And that was in 1973, 2 weeks after. He had his youngest son, Hunter, who was there, and he still had like brain trauma and all of that from the wreck. Everything that happened with Hunter, and everyone always focuses on Hunter Biden, has also been an issue with Ashley Biden. And Beau Biden's not innocent in any of this either. I mean, he passed away before any of this stuff could ever come to light. But he also knew about a lot of the stuff with the family business. He was really well aware of it. He was very aware of all the stuff with the family business. And he's, I mean, he was trying to distance himself from it as much as possible because he knew that he was going to run for higher office at some point, not just AG of his state. So they were all in on it. The whole family was in on it. Joe Biden, vanity kept him from being a deadbeat because he wanted to be, he wanted to look like a Kennedy so bad. There's something about that generation where they grew up looking at the Kennedys and thinking that that was something that they had to emulate. They were looking at the Kennedys and thinking that that was something that they had to copy, they had to replicate in order to have, I guess, like a successful Democrat political family. Have you noticed that Democrats are obsessed with this? John Kerry, back when he ran, was obsessed with it. Bill Clinton, I remember when Bill Clinton was running, he, and I was, again, of course, I was in junior high, but he had reproduced, and it was the first time I ever saw a young president with the, a future president with the old current president or whatever at the time. When Bill Clinton was a kid, he had met, Nixon, or he met, maybe it was Carter, he had met one of the presidents, and then there, or no, and he met Kennedy. He had met Kennedy. There was a picture of him, like, reaching out through the audience, like, shaking hands with Kennedy, and that was a big thing, and Democrats were all freaking out, and then John Kerry had to show, well, here's me meeting Kennedy, and they were all obsessed with it, and this is a thing with Democrat blue bloods. They all desperately want to seem like Kennedys, and so they style their families like that. They all live similarly. It's just a really weird, incestuous bubble, and so Biden always wanted to make his family like this. He has a horrible temper. He was a jackwagon. I mean, he is. He's a jerk. He just gets this senile old pawpaw treatment now, but the guy has only ever been, he's a jackass. He is. He's rude. He's bombastic. He's always been that way. It's just weird. I mean, wasn't his wife now, Jill Biden, screwing around on her husband with him? I mean, wasn't it, they kind of like knew about it? I mean, it was a result of affairs. It wasn't something that came about like their eyes met at the grocery store and they were both single. It didn't happen that way. But you always knew this was going to happen. This is my point. And because he feels like he's doing it on behalf of some like weirdo family dynasty, that justifies what he's doing. Now, the interesting thing about all of this too, even more so, is the way that everything was worded. Because notice that they said it's for like all of his I mean, all of his crimes. It's all of it. I mean, I mean, it's everything from even what 2014 and then after. The way that it's worded, and we're going to talk more about this, it's exceptionally vague and intentionally vague. And I've never seen anyone just get like these preemptive pardons, except maybe what for Nixon for Watergate, to get pardons for things that have not actualized into charges yet, right? That's how widespread this was. I mean, it is very much a different standard. This he was the bag man for the family. They were using all of Biden's offices to enrich in the family. Hunter Biden was doing a lot of the dirty work because he wasn't clean cut or smart enough to be the face of it. That was his brother's job. So they've got to protect the family industry. Well, which it's interesting, too, because IG Weiss is saying that no, the charges are still going to be there. That's a whole other thing. I don't know. It's just they lied. You knew they were going to. I'm not obsessing over the fact that they lied because I expected them to. What I'm most interested in now is whether or not he can still. Because you still have charges, and we're going to dive into this. The other thing, too, to touch on, and this is somewhat related, Hunter Biden is also accused of stiffing his L.A. landlord out of over $300,000 in rent. Now, this was one of his Venice properties. So when Hunter Biden first moved to L.A., and we were all like, why does he have to live in L.A.? All of his family's on the East Coast. He moved to L.A. because he thinks that's where the money people live. So he moved to L.A. He moved to Venice Beach. He lived on one of the canals in Venice Beach there in L.A. And you had a Secret Service that bought a house next to him because one wasn't enough, taxpayer dollars. And apparently he stiffed that landlord. It's almost $400,000 is what he owes in back payment for rent. And the landlord literally was on X over the weekend complaining about it, saying, does this mean we get our rent back? I mean, what is, we're owed. I mean, you lived in our house for free. We're owed. The guy, Sean McGuire, he's a partner at Sequoia, which is a big investment company in San Francisco. He was saying he didn't pay rent for over a year in 2019 and 2020. He didn't pay rent for over a year. And so he went to X to talk about it, which I thought was insane and funny. He said, yeah, he changed the locks. He used Secret Service to enforce after he changed the locks. Didn't pay rent for a year. He said he, quote, tried to pay with a book of art made from his own feces.
Feces?
I don't know, man.
I thought he spit.
I don't know what he does.
I mean,
I don't know. We'll see. And then he went from Venice, remember, to Malibu. And he purchased leased one house on Malibu. But then they had to lease the house next door to him for Secret Service. And I think that one was like 25 something thousand a month, something crazy in Malibu, crazy amount of money. And of course, taxpayers have to pay for Secret Services. He could be living in New Hampshire. He could be living by where his family is, but he chooses not to for some reason. He just doesn't want to do it. And so, I don't know. Fascinating stuff. But this is where we're at with the first son. Can you imagine being that far back? No. I guess he wants to be forgiven of that too. I don't know. We got a lot to discuss because we've got these. We also have more of the cabinet picks that were coming out. Some are better than others. And I think it's really important. Everyone talks about a really good game about holding Washington accountable. And it's really easy to say that when you're the underdog. It's really easy to say that I'm going to hold my side accountable when you're the one not in power. But then when the tables turn and you are in power, are you still committed to holding government accountable? That's the consistency. And part of that consistency factors into observing which of these picks are good and which of these cabinet picks are not so good. And that's one of the things that we're going to continue to be on all of this is consistent. Life can take a toll on our bodies. There's no way around it. And whether it's just sitting for hours on end at your computer or if you're working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. And the difference, instead of just masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. My husband Chris has taken Relief Factor with incredible results. So if the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as many others have done and turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And when you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95 and turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So for, you know what it is? It's because, it's because it's this augmenting is what it is. I'm like in my own little world right now, just chilling out, you know, and you guys are like, Dana, what is my, this is what happens when your girl is on heavy duty antibiotics. You guys don't know what you're going to get today. You have no clue what's going to happen with you today. All right. So first and foremost, yes, I am going to talk about the more money. In fact, that's the story I was pulling up to get for you next segment. We gave more money to Ukraine over the weekend. You guys weren't aware of this because everybody was Thanksgiving. Yes, that's right. I said it right. Yeah. So we were Thanksgiving. So that's why you didn't know that. But we're gonna dive into that. Also, let's see here because everything decided to freeze. I'm just gonna take this computer for Christmas and we're gonna throw it up in the air and shoot it. That's what's gonna happen. Everything's just falling apart right now. So this is the Barbie pink Jaguar. Jaguar's Barbie pink electric car that was linked online. This is going to have to be a whole other segment. First off, that looks like marzipan. Like it's covered with marzipan. Am I wrong? It's weird. So that's, remember the commercial that we were talking about last week, Jaguar? Well, this is their pink electric car that leaked online. And we're going to have a serious talk to Jesus about this. This is horrific. They said it's drawing some comparisons. It's, you know, their concept. It's one of the things that they're thinking about putting out there, and they're just, I don't think so. And this makes me really happy for this headline. NASA's detecting an asteroid collision. It's due to hit Earth's atmosphere in a matter of hours. It's a newly discovered asteroid on a collision. I hope it hits whatever factory is making that Pepto-Bismol Barbie pink car, and it'll hit in just a matter of hours. It's the asteroid's called Kawi CP5, sure. It's going to streak through the sky over eastern Siberia now, right now. And they say it's a small space rock. It's only 27 inches in diameter. So I'm really, what Juan is showing you is just greatly exaggerated. But, you know, it's the same thing. It could be. It could be. I'm still waiting for the big one. I think we're all still waiting for the big one. You know, that makes sense. Islamist terror incidents have risen sharply. According to new legal measures in 2024, they said there were 5 foiled terrorist plots, 2 successful attacks as well. But that they're seeing these incidents one by one, whether it was a Jordanian citizen in Orlando charged with the destruction of an energy facility, the shooting of a Jewish man in Chicago going to synagogue in October, which we talked about, or the Pakistani who was arrested in Canada after he was plotting to carry out a mass shooting in support of ISIS at a Jewish center in Brooklyn. So there are an absolute increase. Also, Russia's economy is in crisis as arms exports collapse by over 90%. At least that's one new figure. 90%. We have a lot more in store. Stick with us because we got to talk about money to Ukraine, these cabinet picks, and Hunter. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most order shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. You're a lovable curmudgeon, Dana Lash, here with you at the bottom of this first hour. So, really, really quick weird development in South Korea. They very quickly declared martial law and then voted it down. It was very, some crazy kind of dramatic things that were taking place. Their president had given a speech in which he had said that the National Assembly had put the nation on brink of collapse, and then he was declaring that they needed martial law to stabilize their nation. And he was saying that he wanted to go after anti-state forces, normalize the country as soon as possible, etc. Now, they can. The way that South Korea, their constitution, from what I've understood, operates is that the president can declare martial law if there's some extreme danger, if they're getting attacked or whatever. But his own party apparently was disagreeing with him, and they were opposing him, and they were going to push back against it. And they said that they had opposition party members that were gathering at their assembly, but they were not being allowed in. It was kind of wild. And then there was actual video of, like, you see some of this. They're going into the building because they weren't actually allowed to go in. They had to have the military help them. The lawmakers were scuffling with them. They voted to overturn the declaration, and the military is standing down. So that's kind of weird. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like they're having kind of a constitutional crisis. So who knows? They said that there could be impeachment proceedings for him. That's just one of the latest things that we are watching. By the way, if you, you know, usually towards the end of the year, you have dictionaries that revise things, right? They revise you know, words, or they'll include new words or phrases into their catalogs of words, their dictionaries, right, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
So I just happened to see, I don't really pay attention to this journalist, but I didn't realize that masks were still a thing. Like, that's still a thing that people do, right? They do. And this one reporter, she's that Taylor Lorenz chick. Man, hot mess. She's apparently was having a fit over, I guess it was, you know, her book release and all that. I didn't even know she had a book out, and I don't think anybody cares that she has a book out. But she was having a book release party, and she was trying to plan it, and apparently she was mad at everybody. And she said that planning a COVID-safe book launch took months and thousands of my own dollars, ensuring testing, outdoor space, for far UV lights, a litany of other precautions. She goes, meanwhile, you blank blanks are out there raw dogging the air and spewing your disease-laden breath all over your elderly neighbors. We are not the same. I've got a lot of questions. First off, that's not how that phrase is used. And secondly, you know, you can just say breathing. You know, breathing works just as well. Makes Kane feel a lot better.
Yes.
Because that's not what that means. I don't even know what that... She acts like you're always supposed to wear the mask on your face. It's a cold. It is a stupid cold. COVID is a cold. People need to stop freaking out. Stop it. Just don't even get upset. Don't freak out. It's a cold. Holy hell, I tested for COVID over Thanksgiving. I actually didn't mean to. It was an accident. Did you know how this happened? Mm-hmm. I'm totally fine. My strep throat was separate from my kid. So I went in and they were like, oh, we need to swab you for your, because, you know, you get swabbed for strep throat, right? We're going to swab you for a strep throat. We're going to do it. You ready to get swabbed? And I'm like, sure, yeah. So they swab my throat and then hands to sky, because I never get swabbed for coronavirus. I just don't, because it's a cold. It's stupid. Next thing I knew, they had a Q-tip up my nose. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. They were out. And then they came back and said, oh, you had tested positive. And my first response was, the blank I am, run it back, or something like that. I don't even remember exactly how I said it. And the doctor was very nice, and, you know, it was pretty like-minded. It was like, look, it's a cold. I'm like, so what do you tell me? I got to quarantine and I got to do all this stuff. Is that what the people still doing? He goes, no one does that anymore. He's like, literally no one does. He said, it's a cold. And I'm like, I know that, but that's there. You can, all colds are coronaviruses, but only one of these has the stigma, right? I mean, only one of them has literally ended families and caused great division in the nation, right? Only one of them contributed to people getting suspended and silenced on social media, right? I mean, hell, I almost been demonetized on YouTube for talking about it. So yeah, only one of them carries a great penalty. So you can say all damn day that it's all a coronavirus, but there's different. It's a difference. And he looked, I said almost all that. And he looked at me and he said, no, you don't need to, people aren't doing that anymore. He said, it's not a thing that anybody's doing. And he had added that, you know, you don't need to go and like ensconce yourself. He's like, most anybody gets is like maybe a slight cough or they're just tired. That's it. He's like, it's not at all like it used to be. And he was saying that what the incubation period and even the contagious period, period of contagiousness aren't even, he's like, they're not even the same duration. He's like, it's a completely different thing. He's like, so just no, you're fine. You don't need to do anything different. I'm like, okay. So that was it. She's still freaking out about this. Still freaking out about it. It's a cold. And I don't know. I can't imagine anyone being either accidentally or on purpose. I almost think it's on purpose at this point. That stupid. Like, I had to bring in all this other stuff. It's a virus. You're never going to kill the virus. Never going to happen. And then, so this, one other quick thing. Did you guys hear the story of the Ohio woman who, we had this, I saw this actually, and I was going to put this somewhere else, but it fits perfect here. Remember the story, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, right? So the one broad who was caught legit eating a cat in the middle of the road, she's pled not guilty to one felony charge of animal cruelty, Alexis Farrell. So see, or Farrell, I don't know, however you, I like Farrell better.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah. This story was never not true. It was never not true. So this woman pled guilty to one felony charge of animal cruelty. She was legit convicted for eating a cat in an August video when everyone was saying they're eating the cats and they're eating the dogs, because that's true. This woman was on video. One of the people, this was in the same town where they were talking about the people who were coming in illegally and kidnapping pets in that same area. So it was never not true. I know all of the things that you guys were told, that you guys were told about. Isn't that how it always is? Ohio woman. That's just how they're going to refer to her. Can I just touch back on the coronavirus thing a little bit? Does anybody still actually get it anymore? I've had it before. No, I've never gotten the government experimental injection because I have a thing called natural immunity. It really is not anything. I think you're just tired. My strep throat, which is separate that I got, was way worse. So why are people talking about needing to mask up and all that stupid stuff? Like, let's hurt our immune systems more and make it to where we're more susceptible to stuff. I kind of want to encourage them in that thinking because it thins the herd, doesn't it? Does that mean to say? Because I'm being honest. It's true. It's just so goofy. People have got to stop this. They act like science was just invented. I don't know how colds work. I don't know how the body's immunity works. I don't know at all. Just have no idea. Crazy. Yeah, I can't stand. It was funny because when I went in for the strep throat and they immediately like, well, can you put on a face mask? And I'm like, wait a minute. So my sinuses are already inflamed and I'm already struggling right now to breathe like a normal person. And you're telling me to put a completely ineffective piece of cloth over my face to make it more difficult for me to breathe, but do nothing to filter out the small, tiny nanoparticles that will still infect you regardless of whether or not I have a mask on. Is that what you're telling me? I literally said that. And they went, yes. Like, it's just the policy. Seriously, it's so stupid. Or the thing, remember when you had to stand so many spaces apart? I purposely would not. When you go through TSA and they're like, can you stand here and get scanned? I always flick it off every time. And I never, it's the little things. And I never put my feet where they're supposed to be. Every time, both hands, both barrels. Don't sit here and tell me that's just bad behavior. I don't care. I literally don't care. I'm telling you because I don't care. It's true. It's the little things, Kane.
It is.
Fly with me. It's fun.
It is.
We totally won't get pulled out or targeted at all, wink. Tell you what.
Wonderful. Get
so I guess nobody had fights with their family over Thanksgiving, right?
Say, wonderful. Get pulled down for posting this.
Oh my gosh, Steve's already thinking ahead. He's already like, we're
oh,
so
man,
good. You know what?
Worst.
For all the YouTube baristas, I just wish I could take both of my feet and insert them sideways in your backside and wear you like house shoes because you're that stupid. That's your only purpose. It's only your only purpose in life. Oh my gosh. So while all this was happening, the left has no idea what's happening. They're just freaking out. They have no idea what they're going to do come January. They haven't even cobbled together enough awareness to go through a proper electoral postmortem. And then in the meantime, you've got the administration, the new administration, POTUS-elect. So we have POTATUS and then we have POTUS-elect, who is getting everything situated, getting the transition team ready. And he's already said, if you're not going to release all the hostages, Hamas, by the time I get into office, it's going to be hell to pay. Well, that seems like that's a pretty big ultimatum. Hamas has got a lot of questions asked. Would we like to pay hell or should we just release the hostages if there's any more of them alive? That's the other big thing. This is what we're going to be diving into, including the latest picks. I know that some of them, including, I think, what, Kash Patel for FBI, I think he's in D.C. for meetings. Pam Bondi, who I'm not on board with because of her hardcore previous opposition to due process. That's one I'm actually not in favor of at all. The others, even some of the bad ones, I'm like, But the Bondi one, because of that's kind of. And then, of course, the guy, the other guy, we have to talk about the pick who was a guy who enforced lockdowns and was arresting pastors, the sheriff who was arresting pastors. For holding services. We got to get into all of that and more. So we have a lot of stuff to start with. We were just kind of covering stuff at 30,000 foot. We got to get into some of these domestic issues with these picks. And then some of what we're able to see already coming into shape from the administration regarding tariff, energy policy. For instance, now he's saying that Trump has said that he would block U.S. Steel's acquisition by Nippon Steel. Free radio. It's Black Rifle Coffee, the best coffee that's out there. I'm having some right now. It's keeping me powered up. God love them. With Black Rifle Coffee, the founding fathers, Freedom Roast, that would have been their roast had they had a favorite roast. It would have been the Freedom Roast from Black Rifle Coffee. It's a smooth medium roast. It tastes great. Look, it's good. Do you want to drink trash communist coffee, or do you want to drink something that's been brought to fruition by a bunch of coffee dorks? There's no other way to put it. God love them. They're veterans. They have that military discipline. They have that super hyper focus, and they were able to use all of that to make really great coffee. Freedom Roast is just one of the latest, smooth, full of flavor. And it has a very buttery finish. It's very good. And you can get 20% off using code Dana at blackriflecoffee.com. Freedom Roast is just one of the roasts that you can pick. Join the coffee club and then have all of your stuff sent automated shipping so you never have to worry about running out of coffee. And it's cheaper than anything, even the bougiest brands, and it's better than the bougiest brands you'll get in the store. All you have to do is go order at blackriflecoffee.com. Save 20% using code Dana and check out the Freedom Roast, the latest from blackriflecoffee.com. Other top shelf roasts as well, just Black Silencer Smooth. Save 20% with code Dana at blackriflecoffee.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I see you. I see you over there.
I have a very quick statement.
Yes, it's not going to be that quick.
Pete Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing. His lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. No charges were ever brought.
You rushed me for that?
We'll That's so awkward. That's so awkward and also hysterical. And I'm here for it. That's super funny. She keeps having, we were talking about this one. Is this the third or fourth time that she's had to say this?
I think it's the fourth time, but.
I think it is too. I thought there were three other times, like every day.
So yeah, it's become, you know what's so funny is, hear how robotic it sounds whenever they are journalistic in their articulations. Whenever they're truthful, they're like, it's robot. I can't speak like that. Like, that's what they do. They lie naturally and they tell the truth so awkwardly.
Yeah. It's all incredibly awkward. And I love that they keep making her do it. I have to read a statement now. And she just looks at the camera, has to say it. It's just funny. And she's not happy about it at all. But that's tough. I mean, that's, you know, tough beans. I just don't know what to say. Just tough beans with that one. But it's, you can't just, you know, sit up. Whoopi Goldberg just so straight faced, like, okay, well, all right. That's, everyone sits there. No one helps her out. Nobody helps her out. They all sit there just like bumps on a log. Nobody wants to jump in there and help her. It's funny. You deserved it. That's true. We got to talk about these cabinet picks, though, coming up. I know Pam Bondi, they were picking her for DOJ. I've got a lot of reservations about that one, as you guys know. I made a lot of, and I still, that's one I do not support. There are a couple I just absolutely do not support, and that's one of them. Because I can't, we already went through Merrick Garland. And, I mean, if you have at all voiced opposition to the trans bathroom stuff, if you voiced opposition to sexually inappropriate material being paid for by taxpayers and provided in public elementary school libraries, and then you were attacked in that and labeled a domestic terrorist if you raised issue about it, if you're against that kind of stuff, you're probably also going to be against anyone that would erode your 14th, I'm trying to think of all the amendments, a bunch of them. All the protections that they provide to or affirm for you as a citizen. And I don't care if they have an R after their name or not. I think I've made this very clear. I don't care about having someone else's back. I care about having my back. I care about mine own back. And I care about what's best for me. And I don't want someone in the role of AG who has endorsed, and this goes beyond, and this is such a cop-out. People have said, well, Pam Bondi was just protecting the laws. It was written by the Florida State Legislature. It said, no, she wasn't. She was advocating for it before it ever passed. That's a lie. She was pushing it both in video with her own mouth and with her own words on social media, promoting this kind of stuff. So my objection is, I don't want anyone that is about diminishing our due process rights in an era where we have seen how easily weaponized these agencies are and how pathetic some of these lawmakers are when they get into these offices. I don't want this to become the norm, because it will be used against you at some point. It'll be used against all of us. And you have to be accountable. You either support due process or you're not, and you don't get a break just because you say you have an R after your name. We're going to talk about this and more coming up. Stick with us.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And we are at the top of this second hour here on this Tuesday, getting you all set up and all kinds of good stuff. So we've been going over the, and by the way, you can follow, get us at Substack too, Channel 347 DirecTV. We've been going over the picks for so far for cabinet, and it looks like it's mostly fleshed out. There's some, obviously, that I have said that I like, and some I don't like. One of the ones that I don't like is Pam Bondi, obviously, for AG, because she's a big time supporter of red flag law. She enthusiastically advocated for, not just represented as it was passed or written by the state legislature at the time, but she had advocated for diminishment of due process, which is something that extends to beyond firearms. It doesn't have anything to do with firearms at this point. If you think that the witch hunt, for instance, against Trump in Manhattan under Alvin Bragg was crazy and that he was not afforded due process, why would you support the same for AG? I mean, either you do or you don't. You can't have it both ways. So because of that, that's one that I very much don't support. The other one I don't support is this DEA. Why do we even have a DEA? This DEA pick.
We have to enforce drugs.
It's the Drug Enforcement Agency. It's much of a misnomer. They're not enforcing you to stay on the drugs, correct?
No.
I mean, I'm on drugs right now.
You,
no, not like those types of drugs. I'm on an antibiotic for strep throat. So I feel very friendly. I'm like, hey. Kane has no idea what's going to happen with the show. He was very scared last hour. But this is like, I guess, all the cocaine, all the, you know, the Hunter's booger sugar, right? That kind of stuff. Are they, that's the Drug Enforcement Agency. Well, I don't know what I think about the DEA. Do you remember when they started the Dare to Keep Kids Off Drugs thing? You guys remember that? I remember we had an assembly at my elementary school, Clyde Hamrick Elementary. And this was in Missouri. And they had a big dare to keep kids off drugs. And they brought the drug sniffing dogs out. And I was like thinking at the time, I think I was like in third or fourth grade. I was thinking, are the dogs here to entertain us or are they sniffing us out? Like, hey, kids, you got drugs on you? I don't know. It just stuck out to me. And then remember when the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters did stuff with the DARE program? They would come out and they would do these exhibition matches and it was for DARE. It was kind of neat. I mean, you got out of class, got to watch some, you know, really good, you know, tricks with basketball and got to pet some dogs. It was great when you were a kid. Still had no idea what the hell they were about. I'm like, is this about drugs or something? Like, you want us to do them? I don't know. What is this about? Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because that is who has been picked for this position. DEA. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister. Does his name sound familiar to you? Chad Cronister? So this was back, what year was this? 2020. March of 2020. And Hillsborough County, Florida. So different counties could issue different orders. It's how the state is run. And that's one of the reasons why they passed the law. You had a DeSantis edict, and then they passed the law saying that you couldn't shut this down. He had to fight these mayors and these county executives over this stuff for this exact reason. So Hillsborough County was one. They had issued an order back in March of 2020 demanding residents stay home except for essential services. You had to stay at home. And the pastor of a very large church there was saying, no, I'm not closing my doors. It's a church. Of any time when people need, you know, to be at church or need church help, it's now. And Chad Cronister had that guy arrested. Because they didn't think, now while liquor stores are essential services, church services are not essential services. That's how he deemed it. So Cronister said that he and his department had told this pastor to close his church doors. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown closed his church doors, which was at Tampa Bay Church, and stop having services. And then the police went to the church the next Sunday. The church held two services. People were in attendance. Cronister blasted them. He said that the pastor has a reckless disregard for human life, and all the people who are interacting with him are in danger. And they went in and they got mad. Cronister said the church held their services. They weren't 6 feet apart. You know, and the church said that they took health precautions. People had gloves and they gave people hand sanitizers and they had masks and they stood in their family groups. That wasn't enough, though. Sheriff Cronister said that Pastor Howard Brown was reckless. I mean, he's accusing him of like potentially murdering people. And this is a national emergency and all this stuff needs to be closed. And so he was arrested. And in fact, what Cronister and the state attorney said was that, quote, it's unfortunate that the pastor is hiding behind the First Amendment. This is who's picked to lead DEA. Are you kidding me? The guy who does this stuff? Holy hell, was Scott Israel unavailable for you?
Seriously, though.
Jiminy Christmas. I mean, they're mad because they went after this pastor. This is crazy. So the sheriff, and by the way, this guy, the sheriff's wife is married to the woman whose dad owned the 49ers. So they're a well-to-do family. But this guy made it out like if you're one of those people who didn't stay home or went to church, then you're a murderer. That's how he made it sound like. Saying that this was not a protected, this is not an essential service. This is crazy. This is the guy that they want to have. Again, was Scott Israel unavailable for you? Good night. So this is the guy that they want to have head up DEA, which is already by itself a very controversial agency, I think. And to have arrested a pastor and said the stuff that he did. I mean, this guy should be disqualified. Chad Cronister, this guy should be absolutely disqualified for consideration for this post. I mean, even with DEA shouldn't be, I don't even think that should be in existence. But this guy should be disqualified. So this is another pick that I completely oppose. I mean, he was one of those guys who was out there. Oh, you guys need to be safer at home. Don't come out. Threatened this pastor with arrest before finally arresting him. And then endorses what the state goes out and says. The attorney for the county saying, well, you know, this pastor's hiding behind the First Amendment. I don't want anybody like this near any kind of position. Hell no to this guy. You, again, was Scott Israel unavailable for you? Is that why this guy gets the pick? What the hell, people? Are you not mad enough about what happened to you that you're willing to entertain the selection of a guy who was arresting pastors, who dared to have church services during the absolutely idiotic lockdown? Are we forgetting this? Did you forget how screwed up your kids got from having to be locked down from school? Or what about your friends or families or maybe even your own business that was ruined because of this stuff? Do you know how churches suffered? Everyone talks a great game about church services, but how many people were so willing to comply and not go into it? The whole damn world complied. We think that we're so much badass than we actually are. The whole damn world complied. That's what they found out. Honestly, our country deserves everything coming to it if we think selections like this are okay. I don't want to hear another damn person bitch about the lockdown. If you're not objecting to this guy, you forfeit objecting about lockdown and everything else. This guy was arresting pastors. He was going after innocent people because they wanted to go and worship. He was threatening people with their First Amendment. He was saying, you can't hide behind your First Amendment. Acting like if you didn't follow all of these orders to a T, you're a murderer. We're going to seriously entertain this guy as a pick? We're not a serious nation, and we deserve all hell coming to us if that's really where we're going. I don't like anyone enough to fluff them over acting like this is a good pick. Do you? This is an insult. This pick is a middle finger. No. So, no. I agree with Massey. Yeah, and of course, people, you shouldn't have to apologize for calling it like you see it. My God, are we Americans? Are we a bunch of pansy-ass commies? I am so tired with having to apologize. Well, I'm going to have, if you are offended with me having a disagreement, my gosh, go and get your official vagina because you are one. Go and get your sex change operation. You deserve it. Tired of this stuff. I'm tired of having to couch every damn opinion I have with, oh, well, I'm going to call it like, of course we're going to call it like we see it. That's the reality of it. This pick is a joke. I guess some people had a real luxurious time during lockdown and they didn't suffer at all. And it was just kittens and sunshine for them. So stuff like this doesn't matter. But for the people who lost their businesses, for the kids who lost years of their lives, for people who had to die alone without their family by their side, for people who were forced to get experimental injections and without being warned of any of the adverse side effects, for the people who were shamed into it, who were called murderers, who had their characters assassinated, impugned. Yeah, for a lot of other people, it's a lot different. There is no room for anything like this. If it's about making America great, this ain't part of it. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. Somebody was like, well, Ron DeSantis. I don't care if Ron DeSantis backs this pick or not. I don't care. I don't. Nor should you. I don't fall on politicians the way and fawn all over them the way some people do. So some people who have microphones and better and responsibilities that they should remember. This is a bad pick. I mean, this election should have been a reckoning. You're not going to get a reckoning by having people who run really insidious departments like the DEA, already questionable. Guys like this who are arresting people for free worship. Absolutely not. So no, this is a crap pick. It is a middle finger salute to everything that you went through. It is not a serious pick. And you don't have to like it. And I'm not going to apologize for being so mad about it because it's a bad pick and we all went through hell and I think we're owed a little bit. ReadyWise is always ready, even if you're not. And this is U.S. food packed in a U.S. plant, sent out from this U.S. plant, so you always know the chain of command for your food. But that you get free and fast shipping on most orders, and they have an array of product choices to meet every budget. ReadyWise is ready to support you being self-reliant and making sure that your family and you're all fed and you're all taken care of. If anything, you have a supply chain disruption or a national disaster or an economic shift, ReadyWise is there. Now, They have a team of in-house culinary experts that prepare each of these, each of their product choices, whether it's, you know, the emergency 1 month supply or the 3 month emergency food supply. They make it to where not only is it affordable, but also you have exactly what you need in terms of your caloric intake, your protein, your healthy carbs, all of it, perfect for any emergency. And you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. They have whey milk. They have everything. And a 25-year shelf life. So visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com, promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, a rash of wild horses were shot, including one that one kind of stallion. I'm not even going to say it. All my horse people know. $35,000 award leading to the arrest of the people who did it. That's so bad. Oh, they said that the Onaki stallion, is that what it's, Western Desert of Utah? I know that there's a lot of wild horses that are up around that area, but they said that people were usually they just try to get photos of them, but apparently some people, they said that since 2022, at least 60 wild horses and burros have been killed on public lands. Now, it's continuing. I wonder how much of it is actually BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Kind of wonder. So they've got awards out now to try to figure out who's doing this. California can't use all of its solar power. Millions of dollars of electricity goes to waste because the infrastructure isn't in place to store or move all of the solar power. Oh, meanwhile, everyone sees sky-high energy bills. That's true. They can't use all, because they don't even, they can't even have their solar plants operating at full capacity because they have no way of storing and transferring and doing all of this stuff. See, this all, people come up with these ideas. Let's have a solar farm. Let's all have solar. It's so great. And we're just going to do all this, and we're not going to actually put anything else in place. We're not going to have any infrastructure to make this a doable thing. Huh, maybe we should have done that. You know how much they frittered away on the high-speed rail that nobody wanted from San Francisco to Los Angeles that nothing ever happened with? Yeah, they could have been doing, I don't know, working on this, but instead, no. The lost human species found in Asia, say scientists, it's called the big head people, the large head people. I don't know. They said, could another group of ancient humans have lived alongside Homo sapiens? What are you calling a Homo sapien? Scientists have identified fossils. Oh, I'm a hetero sapien, thank you. They found a new species of ancient humans that once roamed Eastern Asia with an extraordinarily large brain. So they call them the large head people. They said they lived between 200,000 and 160,000 years ago. I don't know. Maybe they just had a thing where they tied stuff on their head to elongate their skulls, and maybe that's what it was. Because, you know, there are those things, beauty rituals that have existed with some peoples throughout the human history. Just saying. I just get a Monty Python-esque kind of feel to this. Social drinkers on obesity drugs lose the taste for alcohol. Oh, my. These are the people, I guess, that are doing the weight loss shots. They said that the people who are on Wegovy or Mounjaro do not enjoy alcohol as much. They said a new study of Weight Watchers members who take obesity drugs found out that half of them cut back after they started the medication. I actually kind of wonder if it's a thing that they can use for alcoholism. That's an idea. Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way. The folks who help bring you this program, so you're not paying a subscription fee. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. And you can enjoy exceptional nationwide coverage in all three major networks. Switch to Patriot Mobile and support what matters. You can also get their Every Friday Matters special today. They're giving away a brand new smartphone when you make the switch. And it's super easy to do. Seamless switching with their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They're going to make it easy. You can keep your number, get a new one. It's all up to you. And you'll get that free smartphone as a part of the special offer. You have to use promo code Friday to take advantage of it. It has never been simpler to switch and work with a company that supports you. So do it today. It's a free smartphone. Offers eligible only with promo code Friday. This is a limited time offer or until the supplies run out. Terms and conditions apply. So make the switch. I did over a decade ago. You can make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana972Patriot.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. You can also find us, the chat's at Rumble, right? And then we're over at X as well. Kane was telling me about, there was a, what did they have, protests that broke out at the lighting of the Rockefeller tree? Yeah. The tree in New York? Why were people protesting at a tree lighting? Were they protesting like the tree?
I think they were protesting the delivery of the tree.
Were they the, are they the, all the anti-Semite terrorists, the pro-Hamas terrorists? Is that, because usually those are the people. If there's an awkward protest somewhere, like the timing seems really bad, it's usually them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
I actually am dropping this in Slack right now so you can see the video. This was over the Thanksgiving, you know, weekend.
We don't want no Christmas tree. Okay, well then nobody cares. No, what do you think people are going to go, oh, those anti-Semite terrorists over there, they don't like our tree. Guess we're going to have to take it down. Oh, no.
Aren't they being tree phobic?
They are being tree phobic. Look at them all out there, picnic blankets and everything. It's almost, and then the one guy with the Russian fuzzy hat. And they got some Orthodox out there.
It turns out they did it last year, too.
They've done it every year. I don't know why it's like such a hot thing to protest the tree.
Didn't they burn it down?
Yeah, the one guy tried.
Was that last year or the year before last?
So one of them, I don't know.
Yeah, it was recently.
It all starts merging together.
As far as burning down like a 30-foot tree or something.
They're like, end U.S. funding of, why don't we, if we should, yeah, I agree, we should not fund terror, which is why all aid to Gaza should stop. Yeah. Just, it's a same, good heavens. They're mad about the tree. You know, if you're going to protest anything, protest that hideous Jaguar car. Can we talk about this for a moment? I'm not over it. I want like the romantic era, like Mopar, all of that to come back. I want cars to look like cool cars and not dumb. All the EVs out there look the same, with the exception, of the Cybertruck, which is supposed to be brutalist. So Jaguar, you know, right on top of their great, I don't know what you call that, the ad campaign that they had, that hideous thing that they did, where you didn't even know what it was about, if it was about a car. So they came out with the pink car. I don't know. It's a design vision concept. It was leaked ahead of its official release at Miami Art Week, per the Telegraph. The car, it's a Jaguar Type 00 concept, and it demonstrates the company's desire to strike through convention. It looks like a stupid, completely not aerodynamic vehicle, right? Yeah. They said that it's not going to be loved by everyone because it's fearlessly creative. That's what they said, that people aren't going to love it. And the reason that those people won't love it isn't because it looks like a giant pink brick and it's dumb, but it's because that they are... what they're trying to do is just simply break through conversation. And that's ultimately, that's what they're doing. It looks bad. They said, oh, it's controversial because it's so fearlessly creative, was what they literally said. I'm reading their statement. This is a taste of things to come. Well, then it looks like taste is going to be like feces. This is horrible. And then they had a hot pink. They had a like a blue model, like pastel colored. This looks so dumb. This couldn't clear a speed bump either. Kane, this is horrible.
Yeah.
This is a horrible car. This is not aerodynamic. I'm sorry. It's clunky, chunky, and dumb.
Yeah, if that's fearless, I would probably request a little fear next time.
Yeah.
Their next idea.
That car's not hot. It's an ugly car.
Look at that.
It's just a bad looking car.
Like, I wouldn't even buy that as a toy on, like, remember the Toys R Us?
Yeah.
You should walk around.
Why would you change a heritage brand like this? Like, what do you think Jaguar before this? What did you think of?
Just luxurious, sleek, chill.
Top hats.
Yeah.
Smoking jackets.
Sure. All of
English countryside.
Gentlemanly.
Yeah. Yeah. Gentlemanly. That's, you know. The genteel nation. That's what I think everybody thought. This, they basically use Comic Sans as a font. And then they have this hideous pink block. I mean, it's bad. So they have them. I guess they made two concepts of it. It just looks bad. It's just so cringe. People were taking photos by it, but it just doesn't look very good. It doesn't. This is not a car I would drive. Steve, did you see these cars? Is this a car you would drive?
I wouldn't necessarily drive a Jaguar that looked like that. I don't hate Jaguar, yeah. But
I know. It's like, why do they hate themselves? Right. That's what this is. This is what you make if you hate yourself. And that color. If you were a chick and a dude drove up to pick you up in that car, no. Bye. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Chicks view that stuff as, are you a provider or not? It is a measure of if you are a provider or not. Just like men can look at women and be like, are you going to be a lady or not? Like, are you going to be someone that I can... I mean, like, it's give or take. This is... The story's old. Everybody knows this. You'd pull up in a car like that. I'm going to think that you work at Victoria's Secrets or that you sell that makeup. What's that makeup that they all sell and they get that pink car? Mary Kay. That's a Mary Kay car. Jaguar went full Mary Kay with this edition.
I almost said Avon.
No, it's the Mary Kay pink, isn't it? Let me double check.
Right. No, I think you're right.
I'm positive. It's like that Edward Scissorhands kind of thing where Diane Weiss would go out and sell makeup.
In a car, that pink.
Yeah. But I can't remember. Yeah, you get a pink Cadillac to the top. A Mary Kay car is a pink Cadillac that Mary Kay awards to its top performing independent beauty consultants and sales directors. Oh, so it's the Mary Kay car. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what this is. I don't know what the blue one is, but yeah, that's all. This is so...
You just don't like fearless creativity. That's your problem.
No, this thing is fugly.
I had my hand over the dump button.
It's not. It's a real word now.
What if you were a woman driving it, though? Like, would that be okay?
If you're a nana.
Okay.
If you're a grandmother on her way to the tea room to go and meet with, you know, the other dars there, then that's fine. Go ahead and you can...
Most women in my life that I've known ever were better and more frugal spenders.
Yeah, what does this have to do with this Mary Kay monstrosity?
Exactly.
That's an insult to Mary Kay, by the way. For me to call it that, I feel like I'm insulting the hardworking entrepreneurs that made Mary Kay possible.
But why try so hard to get away from the gentlemanly, kind of manly image that was Jaguar, like 007, James Bondy type? Masculinity. Why are they making that kind of masculinity toxic? I don't understand.
It's not toxic. I don't even think they understand the toxicity is saying that gentlemanliness or chivalry is somehow toxic. This is like a feminist nightmare. I feel like I'm looking at a tampon commercial and not a Jaguar vehicle. We're going to drive this right.
I thought it was a Skittles commercial when I first saw it, without the sound.
It's the Mary Kay car. They went full Mary Kay. It's sad, because they had such a great brand. I mean, I don't know what they were. I guess they were struggling, because then it's on you that you're marketing. You have such a great, like, you had a great brand. You weren't able to message it, to market it, and you do this instead. Mary Kay already did it, like I said. A couple of other things. So the Hunter Biden case. Isn't that nice? Hunter Biden can pretty much do, I guess, just about anything. And then he just gets a complete, you know, pat on the back and sent on his way. Isn't it? How interesting. What gets me, though, is just how lax and how wide sweeping the language was for this. And I wasn't the first or even the second person to point some of this out. You know, the language in the pardon itself. And Biden was asked about the pardon, audio soundbite 11. Listen to this, because remember, he had said he wasn't going to do it. Listen. Just focusing on getting up the stairs. Claire McCaskill, audio soundbite 12, said that she was mad that Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden because now she says this is giving ammunition to Republicans. Listen.
Do I understand Joe Biden's pardon? Yes, completely. I get it. It's completely understandable. But the both sides folks out there have just gotten some really powerful ammunition. And for that reason, I hate it.
So it gives them it gives ammunition to Republicans. That's why you don't like it. You don't like it because he lied to your party again. Of course, you knew it. And also it protected the family's cartel-esque grifting operations. They all knew it, just like they knew that he was just not going to be able to last through an election cycle. Democrats deserve all this and more. You knew this was, I told you this was going to happen. But where does it stop? Audio Soundbite 13. Jamal Bowman brings up this question. I mean, the fact that Hunter Biden's pardoned, but yet, you know, you've got people that are sitting in Rikers, like one of our friends sitting in Rikers right now, totally innocent man. Listen to this. This is 13.
Don't stop at Hunter Biden.
Thank you.
Pardon the 40 people who are on death row right now to really? Get them off of death row, number one. Number two, pardon the 3,000 people who are in federal jail for trumped up marijuana charges. Pardon them as well so they can get back to their communities and contribute to their economies.
Yeah, I don't think we're just going to start pardoning randomly people on death row, like violent murderers and things like that. That's really, you're going to deny justice to the people that they had murdered? And their families and let that's so stupid. Jamal Bowman is not the brightest. He's not the brightest bulb in the box. I don't even think he works. I think it's already a broken filament within his head. But no, if you're going to that Hunter Biden gets it. And then you have the elderly women who were sent to jail because they were praying outside of an abortion clinic. And they were told that they were obstructing because they were praying outside. There's one elderly woman who's been sent to what? 18 months in jail, prison time. They have to go to jail, but Hunter Biden on gun charges, drug charges, tax evasion, all kinds of stuff. He's going to get a widespread pardon, a wide berth excuse for everything. Yeah. Democrats, they made this themselves. Our partners for this portion, the non-firearm firearm, the Bernagun, and that's exactly what it is. It's a non-firearm firearm. It actually can shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can stop threats from up to 50 feet away. It's a very powerful deterrent. And it's great to diversify what you have in terms of self-defense. I always will carry. I have zero issue with telling someone that lethal force to protect yourself and your loved ones. I mean, that's the point of self-defense. There are times when you're barred from carrying. And I would love to live in the kitten and sunshine world where I never have to go to a gun-free zone. But I'm a grown woman and I have to do grown woman stuff like work and pay bills and go to places sometimes where guns are banned. I don't want to be a statistic because someone else lives in the fairy tale that gun-free zones work. So this is where Byrna comes in. The Byrna gun, again, it's legal in all 50 states. There's no background check. There's no waiting period. They ship it right to your door. And I know a lot of my friends that also have gotten this as another option for self-defense, especially when they have to go in some of these areas where they're barred from carrying their actual firearm. You can check out all the models that they have. The Byrna SD is the most popular selling option that they have. They have many others. They also have different accessories, projectiles. And from November 29th till December 2nd, rather, you can get 15% off site-wide on all Byrna products. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 15% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana for 15% off.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm just trying to figure out what one. Well, let's do this one. All right, so this happened on Thanksgiving morning, and in this house, they carve more than just the turkey. What? Yeah. This is in Pensacola. A Florida man stabbed his ex-wife's new husband on Thanksgiving morning in Escambia County. Gregory Grant, 72, was charged with attempted homicide. They said that the guy who was the perpetrator, was homeless, currently living with his ex-wife and her new husband, stabbed the new husband in the upper abdomen during an argument. The victim was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And, yeah, they apparently had gotten into an argument, and I don't know. And the guy who was stabbed said, I was trying to be a nice guy and help out a homeless person, and this is the appreciation I get. Yeah, that, I mean, again, the knives go in the turkey, not each other. That's how that works. A Central Florida man lied about his identity, and he was arrested because he said he forgot who he was when he got caught lying about his identity. This is Polk County Sheriff's Office, where he was arrested, and then when he was originally detained, he lied about his identity, slipped up while trying to keep it going, and he's 54.
Wowza.
Wow.
Wait, could he be lying about that too? I mean, he's lying about it.
He's got to be lying about being 54. Anyway, Richard Hallmark of Winter Haven. That totally sounds like a Christmas movie from Hallmark. A bad one. They found a backpack in his car that had meth, all kinds of stuff in it. He said, no, that backpack is my brother's, Robert Hallmark. I don't believe his last name. I'm surprised he didn't go, of the Hallmark family. And I can't deal with it. So according to Polk County Sheriff's Office, pro boxer George Foreman famously had five sons with the same name. And then there were the brothers from the TV series Newhart. So it wasn't out of question that they could be there could be brothers who were both named Robert Hallmark.
Okay. This is my brother, Robert. Other brother, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, Richard admitted to the sergeant that his name was Richard and not Robert. And he lied about it because he had a warrant out for his arrest. And the violation that was given in terms of violation for probation was, quote, conspiracy to deliver meth. He looks like it. I think meth ages you, right? That's methed up.
Yes.
Like you get real methed up on meth.
Very true.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. This. No, I'm not doing that one. That's disgusting.
There's a lot of them that are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't read this one. Although it's really good. A woman drove her SUV into her baby daddy, and a woman that he was in the middle of coitus with, right? Okay. A Broward woman who drove her SUV into her child's father, and the woman that he was getting it on with is facing battery charges. Like, no, I mean, he was in the act of doing it. Maybe she couldn't see because her eyelashes were so ridiculous. It looks like she just grabbed caterpillars and spider's legs and glued them to her upper lash line. Why? Stop it. That's not natural. Ain't nobody's got, you're not supposed to look like one of them yaks that have the flood. It's not how it's supposed to look. She was arrested, in case you were wondering. Our third hour is on the way. We have a lot still to get to, including picks, Hunter, so much more. Culture, stick with us. Welcome back. Top of this third hour. Dana Lash with you. Find us over at Substack as well, Chapter and Verse. And you can also check us out on Rumble, Channel 347, DirecTV, all that good stuff. I want to show you this video. Imagine you are in the grocery store. And in this instance, it's a Walmart superstore. And you witness this in front of you as captured on video. Watch. It's this little girl. Who is the annoying broad who's going, you don't know what she's been through? Shut up. Tell me that you don't have kids without telling me you don't have kids. Exactly. This woman, you don't know what she's, what the hell, why does anyone care what, it's not about what she's been through. It's about what she's doing right now, her illegal criminal behavior in the store right now. That's the issue. Where are her parents at? Everyone's like, don't touch her. Don't do this. This enables this behavior. You're not doing this kid a favor. Where's this kid's parents at? Why is she doing stuff like this in a store? You know, she's feeding off of all that. All those people who are going, don't touch her, don't touch her. She's feeding off all of that, and that's part of the reason why she keeps going. Everybody's watching me. Look what I can do. But this one woman who's got to be there, anytime anybody tries to intercede, that that lady gets involved. Just shut up, you and your bell-bottom yoga pants, and walk right back into the bread aisle where you came from. Good night. I'd have beat my kid's ass. They'd done something like this in a store. So what do you do in this situation? What would you have done, Kane? You're in a super Walmart, Kane. Or any of you out there, you come across this right in front of you. You're just trying to shop, you know, get your food stuffs. What do you do?
Wait, are we saying if that's my kid or if that's just
a random? Oh, if that's just what you see. Everyone's like, don't touch her. She's throwing stuff. She's throwing glass.
Yeah, it becomes dangerous at that point.
Yeah. What if she throws a glass bottle at your head?
Well, not only that, but what if she's walking around on top of said glass?
What liability is that creating for the store if anybody slips and falls on any of the stuff that she's thrown and breaking in the floor?
Not to mention the actual loss of the products themselves.
Right. Finally, there's a man who goes over and intervenes, but then you got busybody, mouthy woman who comes over there. Just shut up.
I don't know. Like, instinctually, you'd want to grab the kid by the arm and pull him away from there.
Yeah.
And give them a nice physical, you know, like, oh, a little jarring. It's like, oh, what is this? What's going on here? Not an abuse, not any sort of, you know, litigatable pain or suffering. This is literally just a little jolt that says, nah, what you're doing here is not what you need to be doing. Plus, now it's dangerous. And so, what I know for sure, I would have said something to that woman.
Oh, yeah, I would have said something to her, too.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, you don't know what she's going through. That's not validation. That's not justification to destroy stuff and put other people in danger in a store.
Yeah, you don't want to put hands on someone else's kid. You don't put hands on anybody else. You don't want to do that. The fact that she's putting people in that position is a problem.
I think if people don't want their kids to get their ass beat from throwing around wine bottles in a store, then maybe they ought to do it themselves before other people will. That's kind of how I look at it. Because I'm going to tell you what, your kid throws a wine bottle at me, I will beat your kid's ass. I will be the parent that you failed to be. Absolutely. And then I will sue you for everything I can think of. And I will run you into deficit by occupying you in warfare as punishment for not parenting your child. And then your child will be taken and given to somebody who can raise your child better. So there's a whole process. I mean, that doesn't help the kid by, oh, don't touch her, encouraging this behavior. People are afraid to parent anymore. Isn't that wild? And not at one point does anybody in that video go, where are her mom and dad? I mean, where are her parents? I mean, she looks like she comes off as an entitled brat. It doesn't look like she's, you know, on hard times or nothing. She's, you know, dressed nice. It looks like she's clean and fed. You know, I don't know. But they're like, oh, you don't know what she's going through. You can't intervene. That's not justification for any of it. A lot of people go through a lot of hard stuff. And I think it's insulting and it's weak to blame your circumstances for acting like that in public. There's no excuse for it. There's none. Absolutely none. You don't just get to destroy stuff in a store and throw. And I don't know where I kept trying to look and see. I don't know. I couldn't identify whether or not she had a parent there in the store. I mean, how would your mom just be, or your dad just be watching you do this stuff? I don't know. But that's, you know, don't touch her. Oh, you don't know what she's been through. Well, what about all the other people there that are just trying to shop? What about what they've been through? You know, they've all been through stuff too. They don't want to be subjected to this stuff. They don't want to have stuff thrown at them. They don't want to watch this kid. I mean, what, you're giving them room to destroy store product and throw around bottles of juice? It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. The kid knows that she's pushing boundaries in this video. Clearly, which is why she's doing it. And all these people that are standing there like, don't do anything. She knows that she's got the upper hand because everyone's terrified to do anything. And then what happens when she's, you know, allowed to destroy this stuff as a kid? What happens when she turns 18 and she tries this? Huh? Who gets the blame then for her going to jail for property destruction or assault or something of that nature? Then who gets the blame? You know, it could have been prevented. I mean, I don't know. The woman who's like, don't touch her, don't touch her. She's part of the problem, too. She's absolutely, she also needs to have her A double snakes beat. She's part of the problem also. This kid needs to be in a juvie ward. I mean, the workers standing there doing nothing. You know, nothing. All the workers that are just standing there looking at her. The man steps in and finally restrains her. The man. You got all these do-nothing women standing there. And then the man has to step in and restrain the child. And then you've got that mouthy broad that comes in. Wah, 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 wah. Shut up. Now, who's going to pay for all the destruction? Who's going to pay for that? Who pays extra for cleaning up the broken glass? I mean, that's entitlement. You're destroying something that other people are expected to clean up while pretending that you're the victim. Man, this kid's already been failed clearly by their parents. This kid's just a bad kid. She's a bad kid. And then the woman who was like, don't touch her. Is she paying for all this? I didn't see that broad running her mouth. I didn't see her getting down on her hands and knees to clean up the mess that this kid was making. Did you? I didn't see her getting down I didn't see her taking out her purse to get some money out of her wallet to pay for everything that was destroyed.
And what's even more upsetting is that now it's completely reversed. They'll call the cops on parents that are actually implementing discipline and won't on parents who let their kids do what we just saw in that video.
I never acted out in a story like this because my mother would have murdered me. And my kids didn't do this. My kids only acted up one time in public. One time. That's all it took. And I did the 1, 2, 3 count. And I think they remember it to this day. Because the youngest was being real, or the oldest was being real, wasn't listening too well, being kind of dangerous, climbing up and jumping up too high. And I'm like, he's going to break his legs off. Wasn't listening. And then kept running around because the playground we were at, it was separated by a really low stone wall and you could just climb right over it and go out into the road. Youngest kept trying to go on the other side of the wall. I'm like, you have a whole playground over here. Why are you attracted to the street? Stop it. And I told him once, I was like, I'm going to give you a count. This is one. And I tell you again, and you don't come in. When I get to three, that's it. We're going. It's like, whatever. Didn't listen again. Gave him a warning. Counted. I said, one. Still didn't come back over the wall. Wanted to go and play in the street. Two. Got to three. Went, picked him up, screaming, hollering. It was like I was murdering him or skinning a cat or something. Got him and his younger brother in the car and we left. That was the, and oh my gosh, it was just like, you know, a bomb went off. A bomb of screaming and shrieking. But it was the only time I ever had to count. And I was able to use the 1, 2, 3 thing literally up until they were like 16. So actually, I probably could still do it today, come to think of it. Because not only did I put him in a car, but I whooped his ass right there. Whooped him, put him in the car. Let's go. Oh my gosh. It's about the follow through. I literally never had to do it again. Ever. It was a magical thing. I'm like, one? That was it. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's at one. Stopped. This kid? Jeez. This is part of the problem. I'm going to move on, but the other thing that gets me are the workers. They're women too. I've noticed it. There's one man who's kind of comes up towards the end, but he's holding something. He was shopping. And then a dad, you could tell that's a dad. The dad comes, but not her dad. It is a dad. Comes in immediately when she's throwing glass and he stops her. Kids like this who do not get their behavior corrected become problems for society. They grow up to be Hunter Biden. That's what happens. They grow up to be Hunter Biden. Speaking of which, have you guys seen the Bidens? Have you seen the Christmas decorations that Jill Biden put up?
No.
They didn't have big fanfare about it this time, did they? Let me pull this link up. So, yeah. So apparently it was Jill Biden that was the one who was convincing the family to, convincing Joe to do the pardon Hunter. And she apparently, I was reading a story yesterday, she led the family campaign to pressure him to do it. Although I really don't think that, to me, it seems like, I don't really think that they needed a lot of pressure, right? That's something that I don't really think they needed a lot of pressure on. But in addition, when I was reading this piece, let me pull this story up. My link is broken. Did you guys see their Christmas decorations? They were circus decorations. It's being described as fitting her Christmas decorations. One of them is a literal actual circus, like in the room. And pull this up. I mean, it is like a literal circus decorations. The last Christmas they're having at the White House, they have circus decorations. I can't think of anything more fitting than this. Right? They did circus decorations.
Looks intentional.
I don't know, man. I mean, it is, yeah, it looks intentional, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it also is kind of just tacky. I don't like it. I like the more traditional stuff. I don't like this kind of stuff. But I just want to say, I don't think that they do this. They're not doing the stockings on the fireplace like they were.
Do you think merry-go-rounds when you think Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. And why is the tree in the bars? It's like jailed in the circus merry-go-round. I don't understand this. If you're looking at the simulcast on Channel 347 or X or Rumble, if you're looking at Juan showing you, that's part of the decorations. Why does it look like the Christmas tree is prisoner in a merry-go-round? Why? Isn't that weird? I'm not trying to be picky. See, they got mad at Melania Trump. Her decorations were great. She would not have done some like jumbled up mess like that.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, I told you the Ohio woman who was charged with killing and eating a cat because that was happening. She did plead guilty to one felony count of animal cruelty. She did plead guilty. So that story was true. Just want everyone to know that. Gay couples are rushing to marry and have kids before Trump's inauguration. Why? This is so stupid. Why? Like, he literally never did anything to... Why? And he didn't. That's like not even an... that's one of the reasons why some of the... Like, the evangelical sect got mad at him over some of the stuff. They're like making up... You know what? You're going to have a crappy wedding, and you're going to have a horrible, like, reception, and you're going to have bad music and a bad DJ because you're rushing because you're a turd. Stop it. So stupid. Nobody cares. Do what you're going to do in your private life and leave the rest of us the hell alone, right? Some of us got baking to do, and I'm high on Augmentin right now. Is the antibiotic. I have to tell people this because people are like, you seem really cheery today. No, I don't. I'm spacey. Now I feel like I got to be meaner. I feel like everybody thinks I'm nice today. And it's just, I don't know. Harvey Weinstein was rushed to the hospital over... Doesn't he have what did he have?
Leukemia.
That's right. Blood cancer. Does anybody care? No. Let's see. Man suffered a chemical burn that lasted for months after squeezing limes. Hold up. Wait a minute. I did not know this. You could actually do this with limes. This guy, it took him two days for everything to go back to normal. Lime juice and sunlight. So he had squeezed a dozen limes. He went to an outdoor soccer game and didn't apply sunscreen. And then when he came back, he had a rash all over his hands, exactly where he had the lime juice was. And they were saying that it was phytophotodermatitis. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine, and that a number of plants, it might not be toxic right when you're working with it, but when you combine that with the UV light, then it can become that. I actually have heard of this before. That's why, but they were saying sweet orange, lemon, lime, carrots, celery even. Crazy. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. That's crazy. Celery?
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program. Little B-52s as we come in. Dana Lash here with you, bottom of this third hour. And again, apologies for not being with you yesterday. Your girl was face down on her sofa with strep throat and kind of hallucinating from the antibiotic and then They told me earlier that I had Rona, but I'm over it. And I know it was an accidental swab. They were so fast with that. And I don't know. I'm fine. The strep is worse than anything. That's always. So I'm good. Like we wanted to get back to this point where we're all here. So if I'm a little off, that's I'm on like a mound of stuff. Kane, why did they make them horse pill size? Why?
It's good for you.
Anyway, so it's good to be. I was getting real fidgety. And you know how when you're under the weather and you're fidgety and you feel when I'm not here, I feel like I'm missing stuff. And that feeling is best described as the feeling that you would get as a little kid when you were made to go to bed at like a family party and all the adults, you could still hear them up having fun. That's what I feel like when I'm not on air and I'm like, everybody's out. And I'm like, you know, forced to convalesce at home. It's horrible. Anyway, so it's good to be back with you. We've been discussing the off and on, like the picks and a couple of the bad ones, the Hunter Biden pardon. Politico's headline that they had yesterday, this was last night at 8:30 last night, the headline, Republicans pounce on Biden pardoning his son, Hunter. And they try to make it like, well, Joe's just being a good dad. If Joe was a good dad, Hunter wouldn't need a pardon. If Joe was a good dad, Hunter would not be in a position to require a pardon. And Joe just enables him with a pardon. Well, actually, it's not about enabling Hunter. He's not acting to save Hunter. Joe's acting to protect his own backside. But again, it doesn't really seem like that he's, I just don't see how you can dismiss or for crimes that have not even been articulated and have not even been manifest into charges yet. I don't know. So the special counsel said that, well, you had David Weiss and others who were saying, yeah, that's okay. You can't just dismiss it. They were, because this includes the federal tax charges as well. That's the case based in California that really covers Joe Biden and his brother and a lot of the family because they were all involved in this. Remember, all the family had access to like a 13 different accounts under like however many shell companies. But David Weiss, who's the special counsel, was saying that no, he filed a document objecting to the attorneys dismissing the case now that he's been pardoned. He said that that's not how that works. You can't just dismiss it. And not have a not. I mean, you could still technically have a charge for this. Washington Times noted that his claim, he was saying that it wasn't politically motivated, even though Joe Biden was arguing that it was motivated. And he said that there was never any evidence of vindictive or selective prosecution in this case. And he said it's a baseless claim. And he said that neither the president nor his son have offered credible evidence that politics played a role in the prosecutions. The gall to assert that the prosecution of Hunter Biden is somehow politically based is pretty asinine. Oh, they're all politically motivated. That's why. It's not political motivation at all. And the fact that you can have a gun charge like this just be dismissed outright. But yet you have Carbon Mike sitting in Rikers. Because his daddy isn't Joe Biden. So it doesn't mean that his charges are going to go away. Just because he said that it was because of some improper motive. And Weiss was saying that was a false accusation. He said that the government doesn't challenge that the defendant has not been a recipient of an act of mercy. It does not mean the grand jury's decision to charge him, Weiss wrote, based on finding of probable cause, should be wiped away as though it never occurred. So he's saying that this is not absolving Biden of guilt or saying that the prosecution was flawed. I'm sure he's seen it now, but as of yesterday, he hadn't seen the charging document or the pardon document yet. They want to get off scot-free. They do. The problem with this, and I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, through messages and emails, the lack of accountability is what frustrates everybody. And especially knowing that this family was involved in so many things. I mean, think of all the stuff with Ukraine and You know, not to talk about just Hunter's stuff with the gun charges and the tax evasion in California. I mean, because you now have what Mayorkas wants to have. He wants to be immune from any potential investigations from the Trump administration. So now apparently all these people are hitting Biden up for pardons too. They also would like, they would like some protection. But with, if they're not being prosecuted, they can't invoke the Fifth, can they? There was a really interesting piece. I think it was like News One or something that had it, asking whether or not Biden lost his Fifth Amendment rights with his pardon. Hunter Biden, when questioning whether or not Hunter Biden could be compelled to testify against his dad because the Fifth Amendment rights are now inapplicable. He has the rights for state charges, but he doesn't have the rights. Huh. Interesting. That's an interesting concept. So technically, you could still be subject to perjury charges, right? And yeah, might be.
Or call to testify.
Yeah.
Against your dad.
Yeah, so he can pardon prior crimes, but you don't get a get out of jail free card, and that's what a lot of people were classifying that pardon language was. But yeah, if he is no longer, I mean, if he's without the charges, then you can't really invoke the Fifth. So he lost that ability to refuse to testify then from anything that was going between 2014 to 2024. Huh.
So,
interesting.
He can't incriminate himself.
Huh. Interesting here how that works, isn't it? Just lay that out. You think anything's going to come of it? I would like to see accountability. But I don't want Trump to go soft on them and like how Hillary was never, right. Nothing ever happened with Hillary. I don't want to see it again. I do not want to see it again. This was one of the most politically vengeful administrations ever. There's got to be some kind of accountability. I mean, he shouldn't have to worry about it. He should not have to worry about satisfying anything for another term. He should be able to just do it. And just, you know what? I'm going to use my last term. We're going to have some accountability here. Let's open further investigations. Let's compel Hunter to come in. Now, Lorraine reminds that Joe was already adjudicated because he was actually considered unfit for trial, remember? So he was already not able to stand trial because he's cheese-brained. So that's, you know, it's an interesting, very interesting turn of events. And his gun case, that gun case in Delaware was terminated after that pardon. The U.S. District Judge, Noriega, and Lorraine has some of the stuff over at Substack as well, had presided over the case, said that all proceedings in this case are hereby terminated, citing the really wild kind of open-ended nature of the pardon, which covers everything over a decade. But the judge didn't dismiss it just fully, just didn't dismiss it outright. But it was terminated. Imagine having that Biden privilege. Unbelievable. The Daily Show, Jon Stewart was slamming Biden over it and mocking Democrats for defending it. Do you care? Does that really mean something that Jon Stewart was criticizing it? Because these were all the people who were so careful not to criticize, for instance, Biden's dementia. The fact that he clearly wasn't all there, or he wasn't able to move very well, or that he wasn't able to perform his duties, and he was getting things very, very publicly, embarrassingly wrong in very public, high-pressure situations. And they lied to you, and they accommodated it, and they turned it into a disaster. Those are the same people that lied to you, or same people who lied to you over the laptop, and said that the laptop, well, it's not a real thing. Apparently, it was so real, they had to grant Hunter Biden a pardon for all the stuff that was on it. It was that real. And now they're going to act like, well, the pardon, can you believe how white? They're just trying to do this to save face. Never forget that the people who ran excuses for this family, they're only doing this now to save face. They don't. That's it. They need to find some way to maintain relevancy going for the next 4 years. These people on the left, and they don't have a champion that they can get around on the left, that they can rally around. They don't have a party leader. They don't have any of this. So, people like Jon Stewart, they're going to try to anything that they can do to stay somewhat relevant. So I don't, when I hear these sound bites, when I read these, I don't take them seriously. Nobody will leave this. I don't know. KJP, audio soundbite 4, she was talking about how Hunter was so singled out. Listen.
President-elect Trump has likened this to the case of the so-called January 6thers, the people who are in prison because of their role in January 6th. What do you think of that argument? And do you think that that's a fair parallel that he believes he shouldn't think?
Today I'm going to talk about the pardon. We've been very clear about January 6th. The president has been clear about that. He's spoken to that many times before. What we believe in this particular case is what is unprecedented is the way that his son was singled out.
Oh my gosh. He wasn't singled out. He was protected. He wasn't singled out. He singled himself out. I mean, with his reckless behavior, oh, he was singled out. No. Trump was singled out. They even tried to go after Junior. They were actually singled out. Hunter Biden made himself a liability because of his boozing and his whoring and his drugging. That's what he did.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I'll be on Fox Business tonight in the 5 p.m. hour and then up later on Fox with Laura Ingraham in the 8 p.m. Central. It's all Central time hour. So always should be good. And I'll keep you apprised on that on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook, follow us and all that. Speaking of Facebook, I know that Zuckerberg was meeting with POTUS-elect. There should be no anything for Mark Zuckerberg until all of this stuff, all of the targeting of conservatives stop, all of the suppression, the algorithm penalty, the punitive algorithms, all of that needs to stop before Zuckerberg is granted any kind of seat at any kind of table or allowed to input anything. It has to stop. Has to stop. Biden announced $1 billion to African nations to rebuild homes hit by natural disasters there. In Africa. Is Africa in South Carolina?
No, it's not North Carolina either.
Or North Carolina. Is Africa anywhere near that last hurricane path that went through?
Florida, no. No, sure not.
Hurricane Helene?
Oh, yeah.
That was not in Helene's path?
No.
So we're going to rebuild homes there, but not here. Okay. Really glad that we paid our tax. What did they get? $600? Conditionally? That they had to pay back?
Yeah.
But hey, $1 billion for African nations. This is right after more money to Ukraine.
$750.
What about what about people in Maui?
Same there. $750.
Hmm.
One time $750 payment.
Curious. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you have the Maui fires, you have Hurricane Helene, you've got, I read a story, people in North Carolina are going to be struggling to heat their homes this, as it gets colder. They're struggling to heat their homes because the infrastructure has not been reestablished and they're having a really hard time. They're going to be struggling to heat their homes. But hey, this is okay, apparently, with Biden. It's all right. $1 billion. I cannot wait until he's out of office. I can't wait until, I mean, if we can, there's a lot that can happen. We got a few weeks here, folks. There's a lot that could happen still is the scary thing. But for this much money just right, and to be able to do this knowing that so many people are still in this part. He doesn't care because you don't need it for election anymore. Doesn't need them for elections anymore. So it doesn't matter. Everything's going to, he's just going to be talking about his, he's only going to be concerned with his legacy at this point. On top of that, here's the other story that I'm trying to pull up. Have you guys seen, what is the size of the, here it is. So we've had a number of caravans. Two caravans full of people who have already entered Mexico illegally, and they're coming to enter the United States illegally. Two caravans that are coming up through Mexico. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Some of them have been offered transit papers allowing them to travel across Mexico for 20 days. We'll have this tomorrow. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, just keep in mind, 363 Americans were convicted of tax evasion in 2023 alone, with the median amount being like $350,000 or something like that. Hunter, $1.4 million
oh, yeah.
in tax evaded and nothing. Anyway, this is Biden giving money to Africa.
You know, that's the right thing for the wealthiest nation in the world to do. And today, I'm announcing over $1 billion in new humanitarian support for Africans displaced from homes by historic droughts and food insecurity.
Okay, so I don't even know what to say about that.
You can't. That you can't say anything else. We're almost, guys, we just got to make it to January. Just got to make it to January. Hang in there. I'll be back up behind the mic with you tomorrow.